I'm just gonna record the whole time, so whatever.
It's fine.
It doesn't mean anything, so I'll just edit everything later. Oh, and then I have a couple little normal prompts that I use. So we're doing this kind of separate project, which is, you know, like there's this whole thing that's like the river journey.
Mm,
and all this stuff with the Hakebe and this German people who were here.
Right. You know?
And then there's also like a number of like events along the field, like when you're going to be going on the river. I think you guys will catch up with something in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, they will catch up with something in Minneapolis. I'm going on.
You're only going for part of it, right?
Yeah, I'm only going for this first week, and then Monday I have to leave because I have to go back to high school.
Right, cool. Well, so when I'm first of all, we should say what's your name and who you are.
Oh, okay. My name is Chavez Bronson. Hello, guys. Everyone that's listening, who I am? I am a black male, 16, turning 17. I'm a city boy, live in the city all my life. I have traveled out the country twice. I've traveled to LA. What was that one place called? Oh my gosh. LA, Vegas, California, North Carolina. Almost South Carolina, but we ain't have enough time. There's a lot of places I haven't traveled yet. And there are some places I have traveled. Most of the time just West Coast. I also traveled to Florida. That was pretty nice.
Cool. Good intro. So,
thank you.
What are you into these days? Like, what do you like doing? And
what do I like doing? I like doing a variety of things. Most of the things I'm into is just like, I would say like, either plant life or like, entertainment. Like, I love plant life and entertainment. I watch a lot of movies, read a lot of manga, I watch anime all the time. And most of the time, like, my favorite animes have to do, like, fantasy and gardening. Like, I'm in a manga right now where it's about this guy. He gets transferred into another world. And the god and the celestial being there, he asks for any power. And he says, I want the power to garden. And I was just like, wow, it was super nice to me.
Explain it again.
So, in anime and manga, there's these things called isekai or asekai, whatever you say it. It's where a person either dies and gets transported into another world, or they get teleported into another world. Mm. Sometimes you can meet a celestial being, sometimes you can't. It all depends on the manga or the person illustrating the book. Most of the time you ask God for a power, because if you got transported into another world, no phone, no none of that, and God is like, oh, you get to have some, what would you do? A lot of people say they want cheat powers, fire powers, whatever. But this guy, he said he wanted the power of the garden. He said, leave me with the tools, my primitive tools, and let me create. I was just like, wow. It's actually crazy to me. He goes through, he's maintaining his garden with magical beasts, all types of stuff. Throughout the story, it just gets better and better.
And so you're into gardening?
Yeah, I am into gardening. I like plants a lot. My favorite plant has to be either a Venus flytrap. Or it's like, I can't remember the name of it. It's like, if you get stuck in this plant, it eats you slowly. It looks like a pitcher.
Some kind of like, it's quicksand, I think?
I wouldn't say quicksand, because it basically just traps you in the stomach acids. What is it called? I can't remember it. They also have a Pokemon made after it. I just can't remember the name of it.
It's like a vine or something.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a vine, and then it has this like mouth, and then yellow, and then if you get touched, it just... I will remember the name later. I just can't remember the name right now. It's fine.
Cool. So we're in the Itasca Field Station.
You sure are.
And you shipped yourself up here from Minneapolis.
I sure did. Thank you.
And the idea of this trip is to go like canoeing down from the mouth of the river, the headwaters, you know?
Into the Gulf of Mexico.
In the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Crazy. And so, I guess it's kind of, like, one question I wanted to ask is, like, what does it feel like to be up at the headwaters of the Mississippi? Does it mean anything to you? Does the source of the river, like, feel cool to you?
Source of the river? So, personally?
Yeah.
I'm one of the two people of color on this trip. Not counting John, because, you know, Johnny's not necessarily white, black, or, you know. But I just had a lot of deep thought in it, because I'm like, a lot of the times they say, oh, white people, they go here, they should honor respect, because you guys kind of took over, you know what I'm saying? No racial, though, but you guys kind of took over. But I'm black. Me, I didn't know there were in the Civil War times, there were a lot of fighting between slaves and Dakota people because we were slaves. My old ancestors, they were all slaves. Most of them were slaves. They bought their freedom. Things happened. There are also, I'm not going to say all Dakota and Lakota. There were tribesmen that were slave masters. And that really hit home. I was just like, oh, because I did not realize that for a long time until I went to a museum where it showed a lot of slave portraits and pictures with tribesmen. If I do call people from Native American descent tribesmen, I'm sorry if that offends you. I just want to throw that out there. There's some of them slave masters. And when they talk about it, I'm just like, I can't decide whether or not it feels hard or not. Because I'm like, literally, I'm surrounded by white people. Being the only black guy here. And that's new for me. Like, most of the time, I'm surrounded by a lot of races except for white. So me putting in a place where they talk about cultural ancestry and how bad tribesmen and tribeswomen felt throughout the Depression, I'm just like, the only one sitting there like, wow, this has a really big connection with my history. Because I know the tribesmen, they went through a lot of stuff. I'm like, she looked at me and I said the same thing. I'm like, we went through a lot of stuff too. And just being surrounded by a person that hurt our ancestors is kind of weird. But I have to accept the fact. Because I can't just stay here in denial and hurt you guys or say something about you guys because you guys weren't there. That would be revenge. And you guys didn't do anything. It's not your fault. And I had to realize that. I'm like, yes, you guys are white. I'm black. We talk about things that happened with tribesmen. But we were not there. I can't accept the fact, and I can't. It's hard. It's weird. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Basically, it's also really hard. Because me, the people in the tribesmen, they talked a lot about God. It was really hard for me. I almost didn't say it. I was just like, I'm the only one. I'm black. I'm also an atheist. So I was just in there like, I'm here talking about God. Because God has two different meanings for us. God is a person in a religion that was beat into my people, so they believe that. In slavery times, none of our tribesmen are black. They weren't believing in God. They had their own gods. They were beaten into believing a Jesus or a Christianity. So me being Christian is just, I would say, disrespectful to my eldest ancestors because they didn't know. So I'm like, if your dad and mom were taught Christianity and they wanted to teach you, make you go to church, you would do the same thing to your kids. And it just falls down that line. So when people ask me if I'm Christian, I'm like, no, I'm not. Call me an atheist. Call me whatever. I'm just, no. I can't say I'm Christian because it was beat into my people. What? I don't like to feel that. It's traumatizing.
You want to choose for yourself what you believe.
Because I have some older people in my family. I'm not going to say their name, but they're Christian too. And I'm just like, I'm an atheist. I can't be Christian. It's just not me. I can't believe a God that hurt somebody. It doesn't really make sense. Like, you would go, it's like you would go to any tribe, take their people, beat them into believing a religion, and then have them celebrate that religion all the time. But
it does seem ridiculous.
Seem ridiculous. Now, for all you black Christians out there, I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel. If you hate me, hate me. So I'll say it out there now.
You got to speak your truth, friend.
Yeah.
You know, this is what, you know, I asked you about the Mississippi, and you started talking about...
It's hard.
So when you think about the river, you think about your people and your ancestors?
I do think about my people. Because, like they said, a lot of people jumped into the river. I got ancestors that jumped into the ocean. I really relate. I relate to her a lot. I do. I didn't want to just take her shine away. So whatever she had to say, I would literally just sit there and be quiet. Because I'm like, that's her moment to present and talk about her history. If I was doing the same thing, I bet she would do the same thing to me, regardless of what race I'm in. I let them hold theirs and speak their truths. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know about. Like, they use tobacco for the religious, for their religious beliefs, and they throw it by plants and stuff because they have water. I'm not gonna say confused. I just was like surprised. I've never seen that before. A lot of culture experiences I just never witnessed.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know any tribesmen per se. Because I'm like, I have known like two, but it just really didn't stick.
But you seem to know a bit about it. You're asking her what clan she was in and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I didn't understand the concept of clans as much. Because I know about Japanese clans and Irish clans. They are clans. They go after mystical beasts. They're animals that relate. Their oldest tribesman had a wolf. Oldest tribesman had a bear. They killed the bear. They tamed a wolf. Whatever. When I asked her about her, she said she had to find the spirit of the wolf. So I never thought of it like that. Because I'm like, what if you're like half and half? Like, if they're a coyote and a wolf, what would they decide? And she said, it depends on what your spirit animal is. If you have a spirit animal and it's a wolf, you're a wolf tribe. If your spirit animal, you're a coyote tribe. It doesn't matter what your mom and dad are, it's just your spirit animal. I'm like, but what if there's both? She was like, then you have a choice to decide. I'm like, if you can't choose, what do you do then? She was like, I have to ask someone, you have to find out. She didn't know.
You know that thing you were saying about, like, you know, white, black, and Native people, like, none of us were there?
Yeah, we weren't there.
What do you think we should, like, do you ever think about, like, what we should try to do to kind of come together on some of these issues? Like, I mean, just for example, the pipeline thing that we were all talking
okay.
about.
Okay. So, this might sound weird, and this might sound bad. I feel like, and I heard this before through some elders, things that are bad can grow people. Let me elaborate. If there were a giant pipeline running through the city that would collapse our social system, there'd be a lot of people from all aspects of life. Even some racist people. I have met some racist people, but they will do what they can to survive. We will all come together, no matter what you are. I feel like the only way to get a lot of people grouped in together is having something bad that they can fight for. I stand by. I wouldn't say I stand by. I just see it a lot. So I see it a lot. Like, if there's a big bully bullying everyone in the school, there's going to be five people from, it don't matter. As long as they can fight each other and they can help each other, they will finish that. They will beat that bully, get him out the school, do whatever. And after that, they will have some sort of truce. But if one of them becomes a bully, it just recycles. Like, I feel like we can't really have any good if there's no bad. Like, a two-sided mirror.
Wow. It's heavy, man. Because it's like, you also then have to imagine that, like, anytime we get rid of a problem like that, there's going to be another
problem. There's going to be a bigger problem.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got bugs. It's like the bug spray that was in my hand. It's in my eye. It hurts.
So you're going to go on this trip this next couple days?
I am.
What are you doing it for? Why did you want to do it?
I want to learn about water equality. I want to learn about water equality. Not even water equality. It's
sorry,
like,
before you answer
bad.
The question, watch the mics a bit.
Yeah. You just zone them out.
And try not to bang. it's a little bit of a habit, you got it.
Yeah, my bad. Just,
it's okay. Just like really loud.
Oh, my bad. So I want to learn about water. Because this is what kind of piques me. Bad water? You know what that turns into? Bad fruit. You know what bad fruit turns into? Bad emotions. And bad emotions lead to fights. Fights lead to what? Bigger fights. And you know what oil is? A killer. People don't know that. Oil kills. You use it every day. I always say it. I'm like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Because there have been a lot of oil spills over here, and I'm just like, that one person, like, there's been oil spills, and y'all, like, why? Like, my thing is, if you cut someone's leg off and you're fighting, you wouldn't fight that person again if they just cut your leg off. That just doesn't make sense to me. I'm just like, if you know you spilled oil in here and you want to make another pipeline, it's not the best sense. Like, I just don't understand why they want to keep doing it. Like, I can see if, like, we needed oil to charge a super cannon because we're facing aliens. But literally, it's the oil's there to just cause global warming. And if it spills again, like, the people over here are just utmost done for. So I'm like, why do you want to do that? Because sometimes I feel like it's just like they want to kill people off without saying anything. They're like, yeah, let's make an oil pipeline. You know the water here is damaged. These people will be in a drought. Why make it? Why would you make it? Like, I just don't understand. Why would you do this?
So this is partly why you want to go on the trip. This is
yeah, I just want to see, like, everything in my surroundings. So I'm like, this might be just one of them things where it's like, it might be extinct. I want to see it before it's extinct and have my own picture. Because when I get home, I have to tell everything. I have to write a whole bunch of papers. Kind of like,
about this?
Yeah. I told my mom I was going to write some papers on this. So I already have some recordings from Frank when we did the interview, when we did the video, because me, I don't necessarily like to interview people. Like, I don't want to show your face, but if you talk, I'll record that. It's fine. Use it as evidence.
Yeah, it's nice sometimes to do audio because you're not, like, in somebody's face with a camera.
Right, because a lot of people are camera shy. I'm not necessarily camera shy. I don't care. It's just, like, if I don't know you're camera shy, then it's just a major, it's bad. It's really bad.
It's easier to talk when you're doing this kind of thing.
Exactly.
But so when you get on these boats tomorrow, and you're gonna, like, do you have expectations of stuff you want to see or stuff that you're, like, really hoping to kind of, like,
people
you want to talk to, whatever?
So, some things that I expect to see when we're going through the river, I expect to see a lot of fish and wildlife. What I don't necessarily want to see, and I know that they have this, is, like, if a body shows up from a tribesman. Like an old tribesman, like if it's just skeletons floating down the river, and it's just a what if. It might not happen. I know it's just a what if. I would just get such, like, cultural. I can't even think of the word for it. It's like I'd be scared, but I'd be like, wow, this really happened. Like cultural shock. Like I'd be just mesmerized, just scared. I don't know.
Why would you think that would happen? Like, I never even thought about that.
There has been people, like Mr. Frank said, there has been a lot of tribesmen when they were down here. They were thrown into the river, their bodies in the river. I bet you right now there might be skeletons of, like, black people throughout the sea at the bottom. And if it ever just rises, it's going to show one day. And sometimes it might just be that one day. We just never know. I'm not necessarily a boat person because I learn a lot about my culture. And... oh, that's the thing. I thought it was my zipper.
You have to hold your hand, man.
It's weird. Can I see that cup?
Yeah. Put it around there.
I learned a lot about boats. I'm like, the first time my people got on the boat, it didn't go so well. The second time we got on the boat, then we didn't. We see a lot of people in Canada. Third time, it's a smaller boat, but still, it's destination.
What are you chasing there? Africa, America, Canada?
And now me to Mississippi. It's weird.
That's a bit tough, man. I'm not sure if I would get on that boat if I were you.
I have to see. If I don't see, and I die before, I don't want to regret it. My people always tell me, you do what you got to do, but just don't regret it. Because I don't want to regret seeing the last visible freshwater ocean. Because I can be one of the people who be like, yeah, I saw it. Because I do feel like if they stop the pipeline, they're just going to put another one in. They're just gonna try to do something sneaky or shaky so nothing happens. Cause this is gonna bring some people together. Mm. Honestly, I feel like if we had more people over here, it would work better. Cause Itasca, I've never heard of this place in my life. I was just like, Itasca, who is that? And everyone in the car just looked at me except the people that didn't know who it was either. There's like, the city? Never heard of this place. I didn't even know the pipeline was going in until I actually came here. That's crazy to me. I'm like, a pipeline that could destroy fresh water? I'm like, our water... and I just don't get it. It's like, our water is turning into acid slowly because of global warming. The ocean, that's where we get most of our water from. And it's not just one side. It's on both sides. So, to destroy fresh water and good water, not just that, clean water, for oil? What? It's just a big... what?
That was beautiful what you said about the dirty water giving dirty fruit causing fights.
Just got sorts.
Do you see like there's some, you see, like, so you're going to go back to Minneapolis at some point, back in the city, and you know what I mean? Like, do you think there's something you can learn from this process that you're going to tell people about, or like, you know, beyond your moms and writing the papers or whatever?
Yeah. I do feel like my papers, when I write them, it's best to do papers now when I'm 16 and some when I'm 18. Because a lot of people do not necessarily listen to teenagers, if you know what I'm saying. Like, we see a lot of stuff. Like, the biggest thing I seen was a protest for global warming. This girl, I forgot her name. If she ever hears this, I'm sorry. She was, every Friday, she would leave school early and protest about global warming, and that got bigger and bigger and bigger. And it went to the Capitol. I think a lot of reporters see it. Have you seen it? Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. I feel like if we can do the same thing for our pipeline and our water, it'd be way better. Or, like, find something to clear our water out. It's hard. And I know it's going to be hard. Because if I was an oil company, I would listen necessarily, but you're losing lots of money. That's just the thing. I'm like, if there was no money lost in the oil companies, they would finish it in a snap. They wouldn't even think about it. It's like, oh, it's hurting the environment. Let's stop. No. They want their money. Everyone likes money. I can't. Do you like money? Currency, whatever. I would like currency, whatever. And if something stopped my currency without any profit, I would be a little reluctant to what I see. I see where they're coming from. But they don't realize that even if you have families worth the money, you're rich, right? You can't be rich in a planet of no humans, if that makes sense. I'm like, you never heard of a rich dinosaur. Like, they'd have nothing, they left. Like, I'm just saying, it just blows my mind. And we see other planets, they're destroyed and burnt. I'm just like, bro, y'all don't see these, like, y'all don't see them at all. Like, y'all don't see what I'm saying? And they just don't get it. And I'm just that one in the back, like, come on, bro, just help me. Help me, help you, help us. I say it all the time.
That dinosaur line is magical.
Thank you. I've been thinking about that.
I'm using that. Okay, so what? I don't want to take too much of your time. The trip is obviously something you're taking a slice out of it, right? You're doing this little couple days.
But
the whole team's going all the way to New Orleans, which they're going to wind
Orleans.
Up like November or something, November 15th, they said.
So something that means, like that, yeah.
Like 2.5 months. Crazy, huh? And so
that's not just crazy, that's baffling. That's, I was just like, why New Orleans? I was just like, you sure about that? Because I'm like, they're not necessarily, and I'm not speaking for all New Orleans, I'm just saying, because me, I'm an outward, like what my people say and what people where I live at, we call them outsiders. If you're not from that place, you're an outsider, no whether you're Black, Mexican, Southern American, whatever. You're outside. Like, if people came from Minnesota and they're a part of my family, even if I never met you, I'd keep you at an outsider to Minneapolis or Minnesota because you've never been there before. I feel like if you see an outsider, people say, oh, yeah, they're tourists. No. A lot of people, they be direct. You're an outsider. I will associate with you, but just don't try to come in and run things because you're kind of not from here. And if I only see the news, it'd be prejudiced. I don't like seeing news. Because it makes me build like a prejudice. Like, if I go to New Orleans, they don't necessarily like white people if I only read news. And that must be false. They'd be at Mardi Gras partying with all cousins, uncles, grandmas, aunties, moms, sisters, twins, godmoms, best friends. Even if they're whatever race, it doesn't, as long as they have fun. And the news doesn't show that. I feel like news shows lots of bad stuff. Even in here, there's a lot of bad things happen. I see yellow tape all the time. And it's either, oh, this so-and-so beat, oh, so-and-so killed so-and-so. They don't show the picture. And we have a lot of beliefs here. I'm like, when you don't show a picture of someone, they're usually not Black, Asian, Southern American. They're exactly. They show a picture of a Black guy in a second, Asian guy in a second, Southern American guy in a second, but as soon as it comes to the dominant or the majority race, they don't show it because it might scare everybody.
Yeah, because you always want it to be the person who isn't your, like, your best friend or your neighbor.
Right.
Or somebody that's, like, distant, right?
Because so. I wouldn't, it'd be the same way. And people don't realize it's, like, things do happen and we try to prevent it, but sometimes people just off the top crazy. Like me, I have a lot of, I work at the Mall of America. I have a lot of foreign friends. When they talk, we talk about gun laws and guns. They just get baffled. They're like, bro, my little cousin, 3-year-old, can go buy a gun. I'm just like, stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He was like, bro, in my home country, bro, we couldn't do that in a second, bro. Mm. We had to have our grandma buy the gun. And then we just have to get a license for the whole family. He was like, here, a teenager can buy a gun off the street for like $100. Bro, that's a deal. I'm just like, y'all are so stupid.
And so you have, so when you think about New Orleans, you imagine it as kind of a place with lots of racial strife and like.
I do, because I've only seen the news of New Orleans. Yeah. If I go there, I'll probably have a way different image. Even if I had there for some years, even if I felt like I was local there, I'd have a way different image, because newscast is bad. I hear people that come here, I work at the mall. People come here from all sorts. Is Minnesota really as cold as it seems on the news? And sometimes I'm just like, no, not really. They're like, really? I'm like, yes, leave. No, I don't say that. But I do say it's not as cold as they seem in the news, because a lot of times people come here from hot places. And I'm just like, you're going to be cold either way. You might as well go grab you a coat, cover, or whatever. It's Target, like a few miles away. Just go grab it.
But so if you rolled into New Orleans on the river, like if you were taking the whole trip, how do you think it would affect you? Like, what would it do? Or like, you know, another way to ask the question is like, what do you hope that these people learn?
I hope they're taking all the cultural things that happen here. Because I'm like, you're not necessarily, they're learning. Their ancestors took things from other people. Now it's time to learn about what happened to those other people. Because I can sit here and talk about murder, but once you actually take in the murder, you don't see it. Like, my thing is, you can talk about, oh yeah, I do whatever. But once you see it and it happened, it's just crazy to me. Like, one thing I just don't understand is, like, fear and murder. People talk about, yeah, I'm gonna kill him. But once they see blood, they show fear. So I'm like, makes no sense. Just don't kill him if you don't like blood. Me, I hate the idea of blood. It's just so nasty.
So you hope that they kind of experience all these different pieces of history kind of somehow.
Exactly. If you feel it. Like, even if you're on a river paddling, it's just think. Because sometimes when I'm at cultural places, I go home and dream about them. Like last night, no lie, I thought of this. Like, I was reading manga before I went to sleep, right? So I dreamt that I was like in this manga where it's like cultural goddess and goddesses were like fighting other cultural goddesses. Like, there's one I seen this, I don't know his name. It was just like this guy, he had this giant white wolf and like this giant massive black wolf, and they were both at his ready, and they were on like this field. He also had a spear and like one of those shields. Those, I can't explain it. It was like a shield with like little spearheads surrounding the shield facing Columbus. But Columbus, it was weird. He had like this robot arm called Conqueror, and then his battle, and on the arm it was a flag, and they just started fighting. And then Columbus had these two, like, it's weird, it's like he had this giant falcon and this giant eagle, like the American flag, the eagle, and they were fighting the wolves, and Columbus was fighting the god, and the god, he kind of lost, because while they were fighting, Columbus threw the flag in front of Neptune's chest, and the bald eagle and the regular falcon, they killed both wolves. Columbus went to walk up and pick the flag over him, and you know what was on that flag? The American flag. Yes, exactly. I woke up like that. I was just like, bruh.
You had that as a dream?
Yes, I was just so shell-shocked. I was like, wow. And the guy, I don't know, he had a lot of painting, like battle paint. At first it looked like a little C, upward C, and then had a giant blood-stained strip going down to his cheek on both eyes. And I was just like...
What do you think it means? What's the...
I don't know. I honestly do not know. it feels like there must be some sort of chasming that happened. I just don't know. I really don't. Hopefully I'll find out. Or if I have another dream like that. Because sometimes I just think about, like, fantasy stuff. Like, when I went to Fort Snelling, I was on the train and I was tired. Because I was going to my mom's house from work with one of my coworkers, my brother, Dayan. I was sleeping on the train when we went past Fort Snelling. It was just like a battle of god and goddesses. It was. It was like there was a lot of tribesmen, goddess, people with wolves, salamanders, giant beasts. And then on the other side were like marines with big guns and arsenal weapons, and they were just like clashing. And then I saw some, like, I want to say, I would call them deities because they weren't necessarily gods. They had, like, ropes around their necks, and they were, like, attached to the warriors with the guns. So I was just like, I didn't get to see their color because I woke up, because they untapped me before I could finish. But there was a... Okay. There was a big little fight there.
So you know when we went to the rice lake, and this will be my last question.
Yeah, I did.
We went to the rice lake. You seemed pretty into that space. You know,
I was pretty into it. Felt.
Can you describe it? Like, just talk about how it looked when we got there and stuff.
So when we got to the rice lake, you want me to put in like detail because you know. So I got
whatever
out the.
You remember? Right?
Okay, do my eye closed. So I got out the car. It was this big sand spot. I asked the person we were going, what was her name?
Dawn.
Huh?
Dawn.
Miss Dawn. Okay, I asked Miss Dawn. I was like, it feels weird. Why is there all this sand here? Was this here before? And she told me, she was like, she said the place, and she was like, no. There was no sand at all here. It stopped over here. Because I have a 12-inch foot. I wear 13 shoes. I'm just saying it now. I walked 25 steps to this little harbor thing we had. And just imagine 25 steps of just dead wild rice. Because that's all they put over there. Literally, they got sand. They have giant sand dunes. They put the sand over there so you can walk out to the lake. It actually felt really weird. It was like if people just set fire to like a tobacco field during slavery times. I would be quite mad. It wasn't necessarily good. So we were walking out. I seen like... It was just like a lot of rice fields. Like you can tell it was a cultural and spiritual place. Like me, I can't see spirits, but I feel like you feel the pressure from it. And you feel the history. Because when I seen the field of rice, it was just, it was very vast. Like you could see, there'd be hundreds of thousands of just wild rice plants. And there was also two rocks. I got on the little rocks. You see, yeah, I was on the rocks. I got on the rocks to see a better image, and it was just breathtaking. It felt like history, like edible history. I'm just saying. It did.
That's the last line, man. That is great.
It felt crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to.
It feels like a lot of races shouldn't be there.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? It's like there should be just some sort of outside place. Like, and I can't say this for all. Like, I don't feel like a lot of racists can go there unless they understand it. Like me, I don't like racist people. It makes me mad. I just don't get it. But if you can just take it in and not BS it, real talk, and just not think about, oh, this, look at this as profit, instead of looking at this as cultural spirit, we'd be fine. Because I know me. I'm not just going to collaborate for all black people. All black people are not good. And that goes for every race. Every race has bad people. Because I can't just say, oh, yeah, I love black people. Black people are... No, they are some bad black people. There's some killers. That's not good. It's not good. And they kill each other. That's what just doesn't make sense to me. And I feel like if you can't understand that, if you go to a place with pressure of a cultural religion or religious, even if me, I'm not religious, but I still felt it. If you can't understand that or you see this as profit, I just don't believe you should be there at all. It's the same thing with graveyards to me. If you go to a graveyard full of black people and you're a white guy and you're either you're an atheist like me and you have something like crazy going on, like you just defiling tombstones, I don't feel like you should be that place. So there shouldn't be a reason for you to go there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That is beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Of course.